Yo!
Bowtie Genius Podcast.
What the hell is this?
It's like
a book club.
It's my favorite podcast.
Welcome to the Bowtie Genius Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast, and I'm your host, Naughty Black, the Bowtie Genius. Now, I know you're wondering, why does he call himself the Bowtie Genius? Well, because I actually design, create, and wear bow ties, and I also like to consider myself a genius, if you know what I mean. But you can be the judge of that. Now let's get into the podcast. Today's podcast is about DIY. That's right, do it yourself. It's springtime and summer's near. The grass is growing, the pollen is gone, and it's time to get your house and your yard in order. So pull out the lawnmower, the weed eater, the pressure washers, plant those plants you've been wanting to plant, put some mulch in those beds, and cut those trees back. And if you don't know where to start, I got a couple of ideas that I'm going to do with mine. And if you like them, then you can piggyback off of it. So stay tuned. But first, if you haven't, please subscribe, download, follow the Bowtie Genius Podcast. And to those geniuses who've already have, thank you.
This is the Bowtie Genius Podcast.
Today's episode is brought to you by CK's Lawn Care Service, specializing in mowing, trimming, and landscaping. You don't need anybody just messing up your yard. So if you love your yard, then holler at Cedric Koontz at 850-524-4716. And that's CK's Lawn Care Service.
If it's a hot topic, you'll find it here on the Bowtie Genius Podcast.
Okay. So listen, you ever step back and look at your home and your lawn and say, damn, I think it needs a little more TLC, but your pockets are damn near empty and you can't afford to hire somebody to do it for you? Yeah, so that's what DIY is. It's do it yourself. It's the activity of decorating or building or making repairs at home by oneself rather than employing a professional. In other words, do it yourself so you can save some coins and learn something new in the process. Now, it might take you a little more time because you might be a beginner, or it might take you less time. You might be already used to doing this. If not, it only requires time, patience, blood, sweat, and tears. Like, for example, with us, we have the white vinyl fence we just got put up. And soon as that got put up, ideas just came from everywhere. So now I'm in the process of building a grilling station. And for those people that don't know what a grilling station is when you build basically an outside kitchen for your barbecue grill for entertainment purposes. And my pleasure also. Only thing I have to do with that is get all the measurements right. Get the wood cut, start putting it together. You have to be precise with those measurements because everything needs to be even. If it's not, and you start that fire, you will know if it's not even because it's going to come tumbling down. And also, it needs to be even because I want to go with a butcher block countertop. Maybe about an inch and a half thick. Something I can do a little cutting on. So, you know, as soon as I pull the chicken off, I could just lay it on and chop, 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 chop. You know how the barbecue boys do. You know how the pit boys. So do something like that, man. It's just, I always wanted one of those. I see them all the time and they're very expensive. So I figure if I learn how to make one, I could save some money. And that's what I'm going to do. Next, after that, I'm going to add the cinder block sectional. So you don't know what that is. It's a bench, two benches put together, made with cinder blocks and cedar wood for the harsh weather in Florida. It's the sunshine, the rain, you know. I'm going to have that basically sitting around the grilling station. I know you probably can't picture what I'm saying, but it's going to be nice. And trust me, I'm going to post the pictures. See, a lot of time in my spare time, I be on YouTube. I go to these DIY channels and Man, if you see the stuff that these people out here making for little or nothing and selling for hundreds of maybe even thousands of dollars, you will be like, I got to find out how to do this. And that's what I'm doing. Plus, it's relaxing. Now, me, I did landscaping, lawn maintenance for maybe 12 years. So I'm actually good with my hands and at stuff like that. But for a beginner, you probably would want to start off with something small. I mean, like a small bookshelf or something. And look, if you didn't take wood shopping in school, I don't know what to tell you. You got to get used to your tools, man. Learn your tools. Anything that cuts or anything with fire, you should take your time with and learn how to handle those things the proper way. But wood cutting and things like that is not the only DIY you can do. I started off with something a little hard. But if you want to do something a little easier and money saving, you can start by doing the inside of your home, painting, rearranging your closet, tiling your floors, maybe putting new carpet down, new drapes. All that is DIY. Go outside, pressure wash your house, your driveway, your fence. Simple, but effective. And you know what else is simple, but effective? When you cut your yard, if you have the tools, when you cut your own yard, edging, weed eating, and trimming will make a house stand out more than you know, more than you can imagine. It's just little details like that that catches the eye and get your neighbors, your company, anybody talking about your home. So that's the first thing they see when they pull up. They see your house and they see your yard. If either's dirty, they're already judging you. And if you got an able body and you're not taking care of your home, I don't even want to talk about that right now, man. Especially the men. Do not sit up and have your house and your yard looking like, I don't know. Because if you expect the woman to take care of the inside of the home, you better believe she's expecting you to take care of the outside of the home. That's right, fellas. It falls on us. And sometimes we have to replace things on the inside too, like shower heads, faucet, light fixtures, things like that. So we need to learn how to do that stuff. Like I say, you can go on YouTube. Some of us may already know how to do it. And the tools are really not expensive. You don't have to start off with expensive tools to do this. You can go to a Family Dollar and get a wrench, set of screwdrivers, a Dollar General. You know, just start off with small stuff and then work your way up. You got to think about it. We trying to spend less money as possible. So you want to start with the cheaper things. And cheap is not a bad word. And if you think it is, let's just say inexpensive for you uppity mugs. All right. Now, by no means am I racist, but I prefer African-American tutorials on YouTube. They talk my talk, and I love seeing what they're creating or what they're fixing or what they're doing. They put a little swag on it, put a little spin on it. You know what I'm saying? That's seasoning. And the black female DIYers, they're out here killing it, man. Fellas, we got to step it up. These girls getting it, man. And they're doing it on their own. And they have some good ideas. You know, pick it back off of it. Put your own spin to it. But hey, I got to give credit where credit is due. Do your thing, sisters. Do your thing. I mean, this one chick on YouTube goes by the name of Glamorous Wallflower. She's nice. She has some great ideas. Y'all need to check her out. And another black female that's doing it on there is Niecy Does It. Now, I know Niecy, and me and her husband, Antonio, are friends. So I watched their tutorials, and I picked up a lot of stuff from them also. So I'm giving y'all these names so y'all can go check these people out and put a little twist on your homes and your yards and everything else. Now, for the fellas, if you're going on YouTube and you want to check out some mean DIY from a black brother, his name is Glenn. His channel is called DIY Creators. He's from South Florida. The boy is bad. Check him out. If you want to learn how to do stuff like floating beds, outdoor chairs, floating shelves, composite planners, stuff like that, that's your man. And that's only a few people that I watch from time to time. Of course, I look at HGTV, the DIY channel, channels like that. What's the other? Flea Market Flip. Yeah, I like Flea Market Flip. When they take the items, old items, and turn them into new things and take it to the flea market to sell it. I love stuff like that, man. You get good ideas from that show. And if you have some time, go to BitLocks. Look at some of the outdoor furniture or some stuff they have for inside the house. And if you think you can create it, have at it. Give it a try. I mean, you never know what you come up with. And you can sell it. I keep saying this. I keep stressing this. You can make money off of this stuff, man. God give us all this talent that we haven't tapped into. And all we have to do is try. And once you try, you get better. But if you never try, you'll never get better because it'll never happen. And I told my wife this the other day. I said, one thing about it, nobody can tell you that you have a sorry husband. Nobody. And guess what? She agreed. She totally agreed. And that's vice versa. Because a lot of times, she'll go to the store and buy something and bring it in the living room and she'll break it down and put it together. Or if it has 100 pieces, she'll sit there and put all that together and won't even ask me for my help at all. And I'd be like, dang, well, what I'm here for? Hey, it's DIY. Do it yourself. And with that being said, before the month ends, before the season ends, before the year ends, get out and try something, man. Get out and do it. Even if it's going outside just to enjoy the weather. Do it. If it's a couple thing and y'all want to work on something, do it. You have a vision, but you don't know how it's going to turn out. Do it. You don't know where to start. So you have to ask somebody. Well, ask them. Then do it. But I tell you what, I know how you're going to do it. When shit start tearing up around your house and you don't have the funds or sometimes the resources, you're going to get in there and learn how to do it then. You're going to fix it. Well, that's enough about DIY today. I didn't want to go too deep into it. I think you get the picture now. Do it yourself. Okay, until next time. This is the Bowtie Genius signing off, saying stay blessed. Peace.
This has been another edition of the Bowtie Genius Podcast. Check out new releases every other Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If it's a hot topic, you'll find it here on the Bowtie Genius Podcast.
Welcome.
Contact us on Twitter at Bowtie Genius or on Spotify at the Bowtie Genius Podcast.
File's done.
Join us next time for the Bowtie Genius Podcast.